My name is Kenneth Lesser, and just thrilled and delighted to be your host. Oh, what fun it is coming into this new year to bring you more good adventures for making your life work better. And today, oh, get ready. A gentleman that you may not have heard of because he's not a high publicity kind of person, but an amazing researcher who has done some wonderful, wonderful work. I'm calling it Good Vibrations for Pain Relief and Healing. And we're going to hear Richard Lee, who developed this infratronic therapy, this amazing technology. And if you just for a moment, dear listeners, imagine an innovative solution that can deliver real relief for real pain, a drug-free therapy that can break the cycle of chronic pain and cellular trauma, reduce inflammation, speed recovery, and induce a state of inner calm. Now, how does that sound? Well, this device that I heard about through my chiropractor, who's doing some amazing work, and he has a couple of these pieces of equipment in, and I got to experience it personally, where I would have some tense, tight muscles, and I'd lay down, and we'd put this thing near my place where there was tension, and within about 15 minutes, a major reduction in stress and tension in that area. It got my attention. The doctor that I was working with, Dr. Stephen Tashiro, at the Tashiro Wellness Center, just spoke so highly of this that I had to look into it further and got a chance to meet our guest. And we're going to just have some fun welcoming Richard Lee. Richard, hello, hello.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am wondering, can you help to give a little bit of the background about this? Because people always kind of wonder, well, how'd you get started? What led you to this? You know, that kind of a thing.
Certainly. It all started back in 20 years ago in China, where they were doing some research with natural healers, Qigong practitioners, and they measured low-frequency sounds coming from their hands. And they worked out an initial therapy device, essentially a therapeutic massager, that would reproduce something like this, a low-frequency sound. And as I got into it, I researched what is it about this device that works, and I found a variety of things. An interesting one is that it produces something like the brain's alpha rhythm, which means it works with the nervous system. So basically we get all tensed up or whatever it is, injured or whatever, and stuff gets stored in our body in such a way that it interacts with our nervous system and causes those tensions that you were talking about or pain or whatever it is. And by producing these signals, it would relax things. It would calm down the nervous system. And as we went further, we discovered that a key part of us is very unpredictable. And so as we increased the unpredictability of it, or chaos, we found that its effectiveness went up. And when we produced a specific frequency band, alpha, or it's actually a little higher than alpha, then we would reduce the lower frequency theta activity and the low beta activity. And we get very quick results of relaxation, calmness. It appears that it's getting the cells of the body to cooperate with each other. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, that's what we're up to. Any questions on that?
Wow. Well, one of the things that I want to do is, of course, invite listeners, if they'd like to call in with questions. So let me give those phone numbers out, as well as your website. Here in the U.S., you can call in at toll-free 877-876-5227. For our friends in Canada, 888-815-9756. Outside the U.S. and Canada, feel free to call in on 530-876-3222. And for our guest today, Richard Lee, there's a couple of websites that you can go to begin to get more acquainted with this. One website is HTTP SoundVitality, SoundVitality.com. And the other website that has got good information on the in-depth use of this technology is www.chichi.us. Let's see, Richard, while I'm curious, because you made mention of something in terms of two areas. One was about the importance of chaos, which normally we'd be thinking of, wait, I've got enough chaos in my life. I'd like something calm and stable.
You're right.
And then the other was about some of these different frequencies, and I didn't know if you were talking about brainwave frequencies of the theta, the delta, the alpha, the beta. So could you help clarify some of the things that you discovered about the healing benefits of more chaotic use of sound?
Okay. Let's start with the frequencies.
Okay.
They're brainwave frequencies, and typically delta is deep sleep, theta is light sleep, alpha is calm clarity, and beta is more analytical or intellectual processing. And what we found was that theta activity, the light sleep activity, people can walk and have very strong theta activity, so it's not necessarily sleep. It's strongly related to people's sense of self as being separate from the world around them. It's very interesting that people would have that perspective. And people who are more in the alpha range perceive themselves as helping out, cooperating with other people. And people then with brain activity in the beta range would be more analytical, solving problems. And the reason that the alpha range is so good here for this therapy is that in the theta range, we tend to get all involved in things where we're against other people or against establishments or against something. And that's a major cause of suffering and major cause of kind of disruption of the nervous system. And the same with a low beta activity where we have problems and we're trying to think through them and logic isn't good enough to cut through the problem. We get all knotted up in that area as well. And so the alpha that lies right between them is calm, clarity, cooperation. And when you can put the infratonic on your chest and feel sort of an increased calm clarity, the worries fade away quickly, or you can apply it to the local cells and the cells begin to cooperate and healing accelerates and pain goes away. So that's basically the frequency area, and by applying the alpha, we decrease the theta and beta activity, increase the alpha activity to accelerate recovery and relieve pain. Now, the chaos question, we're talking about vibrational patterns sitting there in the body, in the theta range, in the alpha range, in the beta range, just sort of repeating activity, repeating vibrational patterns in those ranges that are the cause of suffering, the cause of, from this perspective, the cause of impeded healing. And by putting chaos, unpredictable signals, instead of having a repeated alpha signal that doesn't, that the body can defend against, we put in an unpredictable signal that the body, it just goes right through the body. There's no way we can defend against it because we don't know what happens next. So it basically disrupts those theta patterns and those beta patterns and some of the stagnant alpha patterns too. And brings us into more of a flexible, moving state, more in the alpha range.
Okay. Now, it's stimulating my curiosity. I don't know if you could share a little bit more about, I guess, some of, I don't know if this has been scientifically studied or if this is theoretical, but myself and probably many of my listeners out there have experienced this thing they call being stuck or stuck in a rut or some chronic condition that something, some effort is made. I'm going to do this therapy. I'm going to try that. And yet it may be only temporary relief. There's not a breakthrough. And it's almost like the body just seems to, like a rubber band, when you pull it and you stretch, but you let it go, it goes back to where it was. And so I don't know if that's some of what's going on when we kind of get stuck in repeated or quote or called chronic conditions.
A way to look at this is that we have looked at it considerably is in cellular trauma. That is when you cut the body with a scalpel in surgery. The cells are traumatized. There are a whole bunch of cells in there that just experienced the cell next to them dying, a violent death, and they're all upset. And they, this is applying a psychology to this, but it seems relatively applicable. It predicts what happens here. So cellular trauma gets into the body and blocks healing. The cells are screaming, trying to protect, producing chemicals that are inflammatory chemicals or chemicals that cause muscle spasm in order to protect against the disaster that they have witnessed that's going on. And this cellular trauma then prevents circulation. It consumes the body's resources and slows healing. And so as long as we have cellular trauma sitting there in the area of injury, the cells are busy arguing rather than healing. And so the infratonic, with its unpredictable signal, can break up these patterns and allow the cells to simply start working together again.
Oh, okay. So there's kind of like a, I don't know if you call it a discussion, but an interaction going on between the normal cells and the cells that have been traumatized through some injury, surgery, some form of event, and then I guess either in the theta or the beta range, they're not able to resolve this stuff and cooperate for the healing. But the alpha, that's the range in which you mentioned there was cooperation, and then between the alpha and then some of this chaotic nature of the sound vibrations from the infratronic equipment, that helps to bring more of this cooperation?
That's right. We're looking at most often inflammation, chronic inflammation in these chronic conditions, where even though the injury happened a long time ago, there's still redness, there's still swelling, there's still tightness of tissue, scar tissue. And the body just hasn't let go. The cells are still hanging on to that trauma. And that seems to be this holding on to this inflammatory or holding pattern seems to be a big cause of chronic ailments.
Okay. And so, and then, the actual application of this equipment? I guess you know, people can go onto your website and see it, but can you describe a little bit of it and how it's typically used?
Sure. It's very much like a massager. It's a device you can hold in your hand, and there's a box that provides the signals and then the transducer that you hold in your hand. You just put it wherever it hurts, wherever you feel tension or wherever you feel disordered, and it goes in and starts working on that tissue. And so that's the simplest way to apply it. Just put it where it hurts.
Okay. And now, does this have to be applied directly to the skin? Can you be wearing clothes?
It goes right through clothes. It goes right through a plaster cast, even.
Oh.
It's interesting that fractures, whereas fractures can heal very quickly, or not quickly, but within a month, often they don't. They go into this pattern of continued some kind of inflammation, irritation, and they get stalled healing. By applying the Infratonic, even through a plaster cast, the cells calm down and start cooperating with each other. And we've often gotten substantially accelerated healing of fractures.
Wow. Wow. And that's, I guess, because there's sometimes situations if they can't get it to heal, I'm understanding that they go in and do surgery and put pins and screws and all kinds of stuff. But if I'm understanding correctly, you can use this sound vibration equipment, this Infratronic, and frequently help speed up a healing episode of a fracture.
You may still need the screws and plates to hold the bones in the right place if it's a serious fracture.
Ah.
And if there is no trauma in the area when the surgical intervention is done, then the Infratonic won't do anything. But given that you're screwing into bones and there was an original fracture and there's skin all cut up often and all this kind of stuff, there's a huge amount of trauma. And so very often the Infratonic is very useful in accelerating what would be a slow healing process.
Okay. And I'm curious, of course, you've had this equipment out there for a number of years. Are the primary users medical people or the general public? Who can benefit from this?
Well, everybody can benefit from this. We have a fair number of users in the chiropractic massage therapy area and a large number of users who are the general public, people who maybe have chronic pain or have stress, headaches, whatever it might be, and people who use it for calming their kids down even. It's wonderful for a timeout. You
Is
put
that
it
like
on a kid's
with an extra
chest.
Long cord that you tie them up with it?
you send them to the corner and say, use the machine over there for 5 minutes. They
oh.
put it on their chest. And
right
when they
on
come
the
back,
chest.
They're calmed right down.
Huh. And so for calming, is that the main area that you suggest if someone's feeling stressed?
The upper center of the chest over the thymus is a spectacular area where even one-year-olds will often grab it and just pull it there because it feels good.
Ah.
And so probably a third of all of its use is right over that point because it's so good at calming people down, helping people to sleep.
Hmm. Okay. And so I guess if it would go through a plaster cast, then I guess the bedding wouldn't be any interference, would it?
No. Mm-mm.
And now, if there's an injury in a particular area, is it important to have this instrument close to the injury, or what can you tell us about the use of it with distance?
It's very important that it be close to the injury. At the same time, it's good to spend some time over the thymus to calm the overall person down.
Ah.
And there's one exception here, which is very interesting. That is, after an acute injury, like perhaps a surgery or any kind of injury, but surgery, we've observed it most often, you can't put it right on the area that was just surgically modified. You get suddenly increased pain. It works so quickly at sort of putting chaos into the turbulence, into the cellular trauma, that you get more pain all of a sudden. So what people generally do, and what's most effective, is to keep it a foot or two away, out in the air, a foot or two away from the site, and just barely tickle it with it. And people will feel a slight tingling. Very strange that they can from so far away, but it's the unpredictable. If it were a predictable signal, a signal frequency or anything, they wouldn't feel it. Because it's so unpredictable, it engages that cellular trauma, and they feel it in their bodies. So that's the one exception. You can't put it right over immediately after surgery or some kind of an injury. You need to start it a little distance away.
Okay. Now, and I didn't know about the range of usage. Let's say, would this be something for just like a general tune-up or as a person ages, for some rejuvenation, to have it near them and for their whole body, or at night while they're sleeping?
Yes, and yes. This is one of the things that takes it out of the medical realm. It's not an intervention. You're not going in and taking a problem and solving it, unless you can consider cellular trauma to be a problem, or general anxiety or tension to be a problem. Those are not medical problems. So it's kind of one of these things that, as you described it, it's useful to have around. If you can't sleep, if you've been insomnia for a while, have it next to your bed, use it for 10 minutes, and you'll just fall asleep. It stops the mind from spinning. Or we have people whose parents are suffering from dementia. They don't really remember things very well, and they use it daily. And these people's, not that it solves the problem, but it brings an ordering to the mind. It brings the speed of the mind up toward the alpha range, and they start remembering things. They start remembering their kids' names and things. And a few times we've gotten calls from people where one of these units has broken after several years, and they say, "You've got to get this thing fixed right away. He doesn't even recognize me." And so we shoot them out another one the same day, and they're back going again. So it's wonderful for mental clarity for people, for the elderly, wonderful for circulation.
Wow, on this area, if we're talking about mental clarity or people as they age, where is the suggestion for placing the device? Richard? Oh, we may have lost our wonderful guest. All right. Well, we're going to call upon the... And away we go. Okay. Well, there was certainly a technical glitch, which we don't know if that was chaotic or non-chaotic, but it definitely was an interruption. Getting back on track, we're talking about some amazing results of elderly people that were having problems remembering who they were, the people around them, and of course, it's kind of good. I mean, then if you can feed them the same food every day and they won't say anything, that's a benefit. But I'm just kidding, of course, bad joke. What was the application of that infotronic technology to help to stimulate that memory?
Just straight over the thymus, again, the chest.
Ah.
In this case, what we're doing is... applying it through the nervous system. It's very good at creating alpha activity throughout the nervous system just by applying it anywhere on the body. So whereas if you have an injury, you need to apply it to the local cells, if you're interested in stimulating the nervous system, you can just apply it anywhere on the body.
Okay. And then the thymus, is generally used, kind of like if there was just one spot and you didn't know where else to use it, then you'd put it near the thymus.
Absolutely. That's really the one that feels the best. Where people are feeling, solar plexus discomfort, like they're facing, just got a letter from the IRS, they might want to do the solar plexus. If they have headaches, top of the head is very effective. If they have a poor circulation, bottoms of the feet is very effective for the entire legs. Those are some of the general points, but the solar plexus the thymus is really the most used one.
Ah, okay, that's good. Now, I'm not sure if I heard this accurately. I believe I was talking to one of the associates in your office that mentioned that the range of this was like 15 feet. Now, is that? I might have misheard that.
Okay, so we did some research with horses we've done a fair amount of research with horses, which has been quite valuable to us. But one of the last tests we did was to see whether we could apply it in the stall 10 feet away from the horse and still get any results. And what we found was, whereas with the tests of applying directly to the horse, we got a substantial reduction in diagnostic enzymes indicating that the muscles were healing, and increase in hyaluronic acid production, we got about a third that effect when we were applying it from 10 feet away. So whereas we would apply it an hour a day in the regular test, we were leaving it on for 8 hours a day on the distant test and still getting about a third of the effect. So it's an indication that we do have some distance effect.
Ah, okay. And in the previous test, it was within a foot of the body? Or
against the body.
Right, against it.
Touching the body.
Oh, okay.
But we've had extraordinary results with in the equine market. We've won, our horses using this equipment have won 3 Kentucky Derbies, and horses that have been injured have come back for startling successful careers.
Wow, and of course that's talk about the height of athleticism in the equine world. That's as good as it gets.
Right.
And
so what works the best there is in calming horses down. The big challenge is how do you get a horse to go through an entire season of racing that injures a whole bunch of the horses on the way toward the final races. How can you have them heal fast after a race and remain calm so that they don't damage themselves by overexertion? So this is where the infratonic is extremely valuable to calm down.
And the application, once again, to the thymus?
Again, anywhere in the body. Usually it's to the hocks, which often get inflamed because of all the pounding, the stifles, different parts of the horse that... Normally, you'd use non-steroidal anti-inflammatories to calm the horse down. That's rather frowned upon these days. And so you use the infratonic instead to calm down those areas of inflammation. But you get an overall relaxation of the horse effect that is very good for healing and helping the horse to be more resilient from one race to the next.
Ah, okay. And... I don't know if this would apply to other, more in the domesticated house pets.
Absolutely. We've had great reports with dogs and cats. It's, of course, not nearly as dramatic as horses, but far more valuable to have it available. So if you have one around the house, you can treat your pet, treat your kids, treat anything that happens in the house.
Hmm. Okay. Wow. Now, I'm just wondering if someone had a surgery from some years ago and there's still some scar tissue. I don't know. Can this help to break that up after years of...
Remarkably, yes. I had an old scar from an appendectomy surgery, still red, still stiff, and I applied it over a period of a few weeks and found that it melted nicely. And we've had all kinds of reports from people who've tried it on whatever scar tissue they've had, or other aspects of old injuries just that aren't healing. Whenever you get an old injury that's not healing, it's cellular trauma, and generally the infratonic is very effective for it.
Okay. And now, was that application, was that like 10 minutes or a day for several weeks?
It's just 10 minutes every couple of days. So it's quite effective. What it does is it you have all these, you have this structure that's built up to protect, and the scar tissue is a structure, emergency structure that's built up to protect, and the body thinks there's still a problem there, is still holding on tight to protect, and the infratonic generates the message of you can relax, you can work together, all the other cells are here to help you. And within the first 10 minutes, you can feel that the redness disappears and the scar tissue softens. It's remarkable how quickly that happens.
Okay. Wow. Now, I'm also wondering, there's variable settings on this instrument. And just to remind our listeners, if they're just tuning in or talking with Richard Lee, who's the developer of the Infratronic technology, that you can find out more about that at soundvitality.com, soundvitality.com, or for in-depth looking at different uses of the technology to the older website, www.chi.us. And then, Richard, can you go into a little bit about, because there's, I guess, different settings and how those affect the technology?
Sure. You're referring to the Infratonic 8000?
Yes.
We've been developed, of course, over the years. We've done a lot of research and experimentation to determine what frequencies work the best. And in the 8000, we have three different settings. Alpha is the basis of all of them, the unpredictable alpha signal. And we've added two other signals to the full setting, the main setting of the Infratonic 8000. One of the signals is very low frequency in the range of 2 hertz that's very good at stimulating subcellular activity. And that one, of course, is great for accelerated healing, but sometimes can cause increased pain if you have inflammation and you don't want to accelerate cellular activity until you've calmed the cells. So we have the pain setting, the pain button, which is a different one than the full button. If you're worried about causing additional pain from inflammation, you can use the pain button instead of the full button.
Ah, okay.
Our goal is to have the full button used most of the time, but the pain button is available for some of the time. When you get excess pain for the full button, you can go down to the pain button. The other signal that we added is in the range of the higher beta rhythm. And this is an area that we find is, we call the intuition signal. When people go into more intuitive states where they're not in the analytical state that we talked about before, the problem-solving state, but rather a state where they can see the world more broadly and see around their problems, see new solutions, it's a higher frequency. And it's a frequency that the healers who use our equipment just love. It feels more like the frequency that they live in. So they're much more, they like this area much better. We've included that in the full signal. And that is good at where people have unresolved problems stored in their tissue, arguments within themselves. Fibromyalgia is very often a case of people having beliefs that are contradictory, and their nervous system starts fighting, and the nerve plexus become sort of crowded or overloaded with nerve impulses, jammed up. So this higher frequency is good at unjamming those sorts of nervous system overloads. At the same time, it's in a range that interferes with sleep. So if you just want to relax and go to sleep, you really don't want to be pulverized with this beta, which is alertness range. So we have a sleep button as well. So instead of the full button, you'd push the sleep button if you find the full button keeps you awake and you want to go to sleep at night. So those are our three signals that we have on the Infratonic 8000.
Ah, okay.
And then kind of a long story.
Use it basically for varying amounts of time, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, longer if need be.
It's typically used for 10 or 20 minutes, though it can be used continuously if you want. You can fall asleep with it on you. It's harmless.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm just wondering about different vision situations, because as people age, I'm understanding from some of the people that I've talked to that sometimes the muscles around the eyes lose some of their strength, and they're the muscles that are used to adjust the eye itself, the shape of the eye, for focusing at different distances. And then there was also talk, a practitioner in the San Diego area that was doing different exercise programs for the eyes about emotions that can interplay with the eyes. If someone's future, the distance, they may have problems with their distance if their future's unclear, or if what's going on right near them, they may not see well up close if they're not too pleased with what's happening right around them. So I'm just kind of curious if you can shed any light on this area.
Well, shedding light on this area sounds perfect. However, I don't know very much about it. You actually went further than I'd thought about. Well, I agree with your ideas that if we're having trouble with our future, we're liable to have trouble with our vision and those sorts of things. I don't know that we've had any research done or any results from the infratonic in this area.
Okay. All right. Just as far as areas of the body, is this a kind of a thing? Are there any cautions that say, you can use it here, but don't use it there? I mean, you made mention that if there was a recent trauma, a surgery or something, that we might have to be careful because it could be overstimulated at first and create some more pain. But other than that...
We have a couple of them. One of them is that it has a magnet in it. And anything with a magnet should not be held closer than about 6 inches from a pacemaker or other implanted device, because pacemakers sometimes react to magnets.
Okay.
And so that makes sense.
Sure.
The other one is, because it is a therapeutic massager, even though it's very gentle, it's good not to apply, or it's contraindicated, the FDA term, to apply it to the calf if a blood clot is suspected. So the idea is that if you apply a therapeutic massager to an area with a blood clot, you could break it loose. So those are our two contraindications.
Ah, okay. And I'm just trying to figure out in my mind, the calf is a more likely area where there might be a clot?
I think the calf has large blood vessels that can have developed, and larger blood vessels and often poor circulation in the lower extremities. So conditions that would promote blood clots.
Mm. Ah, okay. So that area. But there wouldn't be anything of having it next to the head and having the signals go into the brain.
No problem there.
Okay, or the eyeball itself.
Good to, it does blow a little bit of air, so it's good to keep your eyelids closed if you're going to apply it over the eyes so you don't get any dust in.
Okay.
But other than that, no problem applying it anywhere.
All right. Well, that's important to look at. And then as we're thinking about it, there's apparently some different models that you're offering. Is that correct?
We have three models. The Infratonic 8000 that you were talking about is our principal model. We have a couple of them that are oriented strictly for pain management. That is, that don't have the beta activity or the delta activity. So they're pretty much focused in the alpha area only. And they're very good at relaxing, very good at pain management, and basically where people are concerned that they're liable to get more pain, then this would be a safer approach to take. But where people want accelerated recovery, the 8000 is a better approach to take.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then, of course, people can go to, noticing here on this, Qi, www.chi or qi.us, that in the section there of testimonials, there's like A to Z of different kinds of conditions. And
that's my favorite place, because people will often call me up and say, have you had any experience with this? And so I'll just go to qi.us, click on testimonials, and look it up and see whether we have any people who've reported. Because we have like 500 or 600 people who've sent in their reports, and so we just put them up there so that we can refer to them and other people can refer to them.
Hmm. Ah, okay. Well, this is great. And I was just looking at one here. I don't know if you can comment briefly, because if I'm understanding from this one movie called Prozac Nation, that in the average year there's 300 million prescriptions for Prozac written.
Mm-hmm.
For people that I guess are a little depressed or not feeling their best, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of drugs. And then I saw there some listings about depression, and I don't know if you can make any comments about that area and the use of the Infratronic.
Well, I would say that we've had some reports of people who've gotten good results from depression, and we've gotten reports also that people have not. The area that works the best in that range is anxiety. Again, applying to the thymus is wonderful for relaxing people. And chronic anxiety can lead to, in a variety of biochemical ways, to depression. But I would say that while it's worth a try in the area of depression, it's even more worth a try in the area of anxiety.
Oh, okay. Okay, and fortunately, there's a few things going on in the world that you might be able to get a little anxious about.
You bet.
So this means that the use of the Infratronic is just more and more. Now, about how long do you expect the life of one of these things to be?
Well, our mean time between failures is about 20 years. So that's the odds are, if you use it like a normal person would, you'd get about 20 years out of it. And if you use it like some people get into very serious injuries where they've sprained and broken 20 or 30 parts of their body, and they will use this thing all night long, in the morning, in the afternoon, run it 16 hours a day, and then they probably will get a couple of years out of it. It comes with a 2-year warranty. So it depends on how intensely you use it.
Oh, okay. So you're figuring, if someone was, here's a question I'm wondering about. Just as a person ages and they want to kind of regenerate and do some more general healing, could they just be using this on them while they sleep every night.
Absolutely. They could use it for 10 minutes before they go to sleep, or they could leave it on all night. Either of them works.
Okay. And is this the kind of thing where the more usage, the better, or is there a drop-off effect?
The more usage, the better. At the same time, using it 20 minutes is close to as good as using it for 8 hours.
Ah. Oh, okay. So there's not a huge benefit for having it on all night long versus
right.
having it on for 20 minutes before you go to bed.
Our research does show that repeated use is very good. Using it and then letting it rest and using it again. The second treatment and the third treatment will move you further than the first treatment. So it's a progressive value to it.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so then there is some value then to this, I guess, intermittent usage of it.
Right.
Okay. Well, this is good, which also would extend the life of the equipment.
Definitely.
And now, I know people are oftentimes this time of year dealing with some congestion or respiratory stuff. Can this help to break up some of that congestion?
If you've got a runny nose, it'll just make it run more. If you've got a stuffed up nose, stuffed up sinuses, it's very good. You could put it on over your forehead or over your cheek, and it is very good at softening it up. That's one of the things that appears to be valuable. In the area of chronic cough over the chest, it's very nice to soften it up and to get things moving, effective there.
Ah.
We've had some reports with asthma where regular use reduces the requirement of the inhaler. I think it was over a week the person was no longer using the inhaler, but then they stopped using the infratonic, and after a week they needed to start using the inhaler again. So it's not a cure there, but it sort of loosens up the whatever it is that gets tight in there, it tends to loosen it up and reduce the need for alternatives that would loosen it up.
Oh, okay. Now, for the teenage population out there that is worried about skin conditions, I don't know if there would be anything in terms of skin blemishes.
I don't know. It would seem to me that over the thymus, you know how teenagers, even more than the rest of us, get over-anxious about things. That regular applying to the thymus would calm people down and reduce their overall reactivity, both physical and emotional.
Okay.
And possibly, haven't heard anything about applying directly to areas of blemish. I don't know. It's
right.
Unknown to me.
And now, occasionally, there's just like some, what do you call it? Sometimes it can be for diabetics an area where there's a laceration or a wound that's slow to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I haven't studied it thoroughly, but I'm understanding a lot of times diabetics will end up with ulcerated sores.
It's definitely diabetes can lead to very serious degenerative problems, and the infratonic, if used regularly, I think on the bottom of the feet mostly, we have a protocol listed, I don't remember quite what it is, when they've used it regularly, their symptoms have declined. But when they stop using it, again, it's not a cure. It's just something that promotes circulation. When they stop using it, their symptoms would begin to progress again.
Ah, okay. But there's a range of things. I see here one of these on there that talks about a report about cholesterol.
That sounds familiar. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I get overloaded sometimes.
Oh, well, sure. Well, it was just one of of these things here. I was just kind of looking at the list of different things, right? Invite my listeners to go to that website, www.chi.us, and take a look at that. And also, of course, the Sound Vitality website. And then people that have more questions, are they able to call in and get some information?
Hey, absolutely. We're available 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Would you like a phone number?
Yes. Can we put that out there, please?
Sure. 800-743-5608.
Okay.
And Mina's the best person to talk to, and she's very informative and very helpful.
Mina?
Mina.
Okay. And then that 8 to 5, you're on Pacific time, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, this is I'm going to get this valuable information out there. I know I've certainly enjoyed having the use of it, and I've learned some more things from talking to you today, especially about that focus on the thymus.
Yep.
And just some use as a way to help drift off to sleep and have it on, because there's a setting for 20 minutes, so it can be on and then off the rest of the night, but the body's still getting that benefit.
An extremely good application is whiplash. When somebody gets a whiplash, it is pure, not pure, there can be other damages too, but principally cellular trauma. The muscles of the neck, the nerves, the whole neck area gets all traumatized and panics and tightens up. And over a period of a week, people's necks will get tense, more and more tense, and it can progress to pinched nerves and chronic pain, reduced mobility. And simply by applying the infratonic early, often this reaction of tension and panic dissolves with the cellular trauma. So it's possible to use the infratonic and just sort of not have the symptoms of the whiplash materialize. So it's extremely valuable, not that it's the answer to all whiplashes, but that it can really shorten the recovery time for a whiplash.
Wow. And how about for a chronic condition where someone over the years has just held on to tension? I won't mention my name in this particular case. And their neck muscles, some of them can be pretty tight. I mean, just rock-solid tight muscles. About how long would you think if we wanted to loosen those up? What would you suggest?
I've done experiments with this because I've got some good tight shoulder muscles. And what I would do is have somebody check my shoulder muscles and find, yeah, there are nuts there. There are rocks there. And then I would, every night for 10 minutes, apply it to just one side over a period of 4 or 5 days and then let people check. And indeed, that side suddenly is softer than the other side. So I could progressively relax tight muscles, but it's like 10 or 20 minutes a day over time that the muscles will relax.
Yeah, and once again, it's not, okay, if 10 or 20 minutes is good, then 10 hours straight is better. You've reminded me and our enthusiastic American listeners out there that intermittent, steady use, 10 or 20 minutes a day, is really going to do you better than 10 hours a day.
Right. Unless you've got lots of things and you every 10 minutes you move it to another spot.
Ah, okay.
That's often when you're working, like solar plexus, if you've got pain in the solar plexus, you put it right in the middle of the solar plexus, that becomes comfortable and you'll feel discomfort around the edges because those were places that also had trauma, but you didn't feel because the middle one was hurting the most.
Okay.
So you can sort of chase it around.
Ah, so you can start with where it's the most tender or most tension or the most rocks or solid and then realize that you can move it because you do want it focused right in that area.
Right.
Okay, great. Wow. Our time has just blazed right on past, and I'm just excited and grateful, Richard, for you to take time to be with us and help us learn more about this, and invite, of course, my listeners to visit your website at soundvitality.com or the alternate website of chi.us, and to be able, if they wish, to call in to your office at 800-743-5608 to speak to Mina and get more details about this equipment that I know it's helping me, and my chiropractor recommends it, and I'm just convinced that this is a very positive and affordable item for a family to have. So
I want to thank you for being so easy to talk to. Sometimes I get nervous and tongue-tied, and it's been a pleasure to speak with you and to follow your curiosity. This has been very enjoyable for me.
Well, good. I'm glad. Thank you for those positive comments. And just wish you and all my beloved listeners a wonderful week. And until we meet again next Saturday, God bless you and have a wonderful week. Goodbye for now. Let go and let God. Let go.